Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I say this with every bit of certainty. Every ounce of confidence that I can muster as we head into a Thursday morning. Hello. Wake up, sleepyhead. This half hour, you are guaranteed to laugh, chuckle, chortle, guffaw, LOL, potentially snort if you are a snorter when you laugh. I am. It doesn't happen very often on the air. It has happened a handful of times in my life. But the first time I saw Sandra Bullock with David Letterman and she snorted when she laughed, I felt vindicated as though, okay, I have a kindred spirit and a sister snorter. And so it's okay. It's not nearly as uncool or uncouth as some would attempt to make me believe. This half hour, you will laugh. Even if you're the most stoic or the sleepiest, you'll crack a smile. You're going to enjoy it. Because our latest Hall of Flame induction features three worthy candidates. And I don't know how we're going to decide. Oh, hello. I mean, are you giving Tom Brady extra pub? Are you trying to give Tom Brady an extra bump here in the voting? Is that what's going on, Isaac?
Yeah!
We are equal opportunity Hall of Flame pubbers here. This is stupid. I'm getting really close. The more I hear angry cornhole lady, the more that voice is stuck in my head. It's shrill and it's loud. It's piercing and it doesn't leave you. It never leaves you.
Cut the crap.
So the latest candidates in all of their glory. That's just a snippet. In all of their glory, coming up in 15 minutes here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you have heard the audio, maybe you heard it during our first hour, and you haven't yet voted, well, you can do so on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, which, by the way, features a pre-law video. What are we calling it? Are we calling it pre-law? We are. We're going with pre-law.
Pre-law it is.
So yes!
Isaac has won a major victory. I tried to explain to Chris earlier that even though he is the executive producer, Isaac still has seniority. And so, you know, Isaac outranks him, which means that if you take me out of the equation and it's just the two of you, well, I mean, you're going to have to kowtow to Isaac, at least for
We're
now.
Suck this year.
Because he's got 4 years on you, man. So not to mention he's a trained fighter. He's a trained killer.
We are adults.
Get out of here.
He flashed some of those skills in the video.
He did, which is why you all need to check out the latest edition of Pre-Law. I'm going to have to get used to that. We're not calling it Pre-Law video, right? Just Pre-Law? All right. After Hours Pre-Law. I'm going to call it Before and After Hours because I like that better. But no, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. We need Judge Judy to lay down some pre-law for the show.
So let me explain something to you.
Fresh mouth.
I'm the only one who makes jokes.
Can Judge Judy be the next Supreme Court Justice?
No.
Do you think that's possible? No.
Take a massive salary cut if she did that.
Then I would start watching any and all court TV just to get.
I'm speaking. When I'm speaking, you don't.
Oh, heavens, she would wreak havoc. And I don't
if
actually
you live
want
to
that.
Be 120. You're not going to be as smart as I am in one finger.
Why isn't Judge Judy in the Hall of Flame? Plus, she's got a laugh track.
Speak up.
The problem is we'd have to watch Judge Judy every day on a regular basis to get the latest, because a lot of this stuff, it's like Judge Judy's best hits, right? It's her number ones. So to speak. And so we'd have to get some fresh stuff. That's your new assignment. Watch Judge Judy for a week and find us some Hall of Flame material, please.
Let's try to get her on the show. You never know.
That would be fantastic,
the
wouldn't it?
The booking of a lifetime, that would be.
Well, on that, she's at... next to Tim Tebow. Who would be the higher... Ooh. Higher on the guest wish list? Tim Tebow or Judge Judy?
I think Judge Judy would be more entertaining.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'll give you that one. Anyway, both of them. We're going to have a 1A and a 1B on top of our guest wish list here at After Hours. Anyway, find our show Twitter because there's a wrestling match that breaks out in pre-law.
Listen, I just heard you.
Judge Judy would kick both of your rears.
You are so full of baloney.
Sometimes. And you can also find the poll for the After Hours Hall of Flame. So again, check that out. Show Twitter, my Twitter too, if you like. And then our Facebook page. You guys are killing it. You're killing it. You're weighing in about Ovechkin versus Brady versus Cornhole Lady, who doesn't have a name. I kind of feel like giving her a name would be to take away from the whole experience. She's just Cornhole Lady.
We will stop this tournament. This is stupid.
I asked Chris, and then there's some drunk guy who's just screaming in the background. Whoa!
Definitely has no shirt.
So I asked Chris earlier if he would find the video, because it went viral, where this brawl broke out. It's like a WWE match broke out at a cornhole tournament. And so I asked Chris if he would find the video and post it on our show Twitter. And he comes back to me and he says, there are a lot of swear words. Do you still want me to post this on our show Twitter? So no, I didn't know it wasn't bleeped. Is that something that you guys could do though?
Could be a project.
Let's just say that Cornhole Lady makes it into the Hall of Flame. Not only would she be the only unidentified Hall of Flamer, but we would maybe like the video. What if we just mute the whole video and we watch them like rolling around and going after each other? Man, Judge Judy would have had her way with them, no?
I have some very urgent and important breaking news.
I was just handed a piece of paper with Tim Tebow's cell phone number on it. By a friend. So I think we might make some headway there.
The Lord giveth.
And the Lord taketh away. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Stop it. Who was it?
It's 848.
Don't you dare. Oh my gosh, don't you dare. Wait, who was it?
The producer of the show that follows ours.
Really?
Very, very nice man.
Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Wait, what if he's just setting us up? Mike and I have had our little, we had our run-in in the past.
Interesting, that's a great point.
What if he just set you up and gave you some other random Tim's cell phone number?
That would probably be good show content, too.
For whom?
For all of us. We can
no, not for me. Could you imagine my disappointment? Could you imagine? It'd be like worse than any really bad first date in history. I get all excited because I think we're finally going to have Tim Tebow on the show, and then you connect me with some other random Tim. I don't know. We're going to have to do some investigation. I have very urgent. What was it? I have urgent and important breaking news. I actually thought that we would save the laughter for our next segment, but apparently you all are in there yucking it up. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, fine, I'll be serious. Did I already say we're inside the Quicken Loans studios? National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not distracted at all. I don't know what you're talking about. Stop giving me those looks. Hey, you know what? Something happened on the baseball diamond last night that not only whet my appetite for October, but reminded me of how great last October was.
And Bregman drives this deep to left field, and you can kiss it goodbye. A walk-off two-run home run for Alex Bregman, and the Astros win it. In the bottom of the ninth by a final of 7-6.
I mean, how many times do we see something like that with the Houston Astros in their run to an historic World Series title that took all seven games in a World Series? By the way, nerd alert for your Thursday morning, you Astros fans or those who are fans of other teams, not the Astros, Bregman is only getting better. Do you know he now has more extra base hits over a two-game span than any other Astro in franchise history? That includes Hall of Famers like Craig Biggio. In the last two games, including that walk-off home run that you heard with Robert Ford on the Astros radio network, in the last two games, Alex Bregman clocked seven extra base hits. In two games, seven
nerd
extra
alert!
Base hits. He is the coolest kind of nerd, and welcome to After Hours, Alex. So that's amazing. But yeah, hearing that from Robert Ford and remembering, oh my gosh, all the drama of last year's, not just World Series, but ALCS. I mean, it was a fantastic run for the Astros. So much fun. And so I was thinking ahead to, man, what if this year's October, this year's baseball postseason continues to raise the bar the way the last 2 years have. So Cleveland and Chicago into a game seven in 2016 that actually went into extra innings. Remember the rain delay? And you had the rally by Cleveland late, then the rain delay. And then last year, of course, in Los Angeles. But how many of those late hits? We had a couple of games that went into extras. Shoot, what was the game on a Sunday night that was like 5 hours and 15 minutes or something crazy? Was that game five? Don't quote me on that, but we just had such a good time in October last year, though we did not sleep at all. Maybe this year, October 2018, will raise the bar even more. But what we're looking at right now in Major League Baseball with the American League is unprecedented. We already know that never had three teams in the AL reached 50 wins quicker than what we got this year with the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Astros. But now you've got a fourth team that's got 50 wins because the Seattle Mariners have put together a three-game win streak. So all of the 50-win clubs, and here we are pretty much dead center of the regular season. So, for instance, the Red Sox just last night played game number 81. The Astros, they finished game number 82, right? So you're talking about the center of the regular season, the midway point. And so you've got four teams at the halfway mark who have 50 wins, and all of them are in the American League.
All rise.
In two divisions. Oh my gosh, could you imagine, just for the sake of argument, I don't know if it's going to work out this way, but let's say it's the Astros and the Yankees who end up winning the AL West and the AL East. Okay, again, just throwing two teams out there. Could you imagine Seattle and Boston then in the wild card if it turns out that way? I don't know that it will.
That is unbelievable.
Here's what I covet, though, about this year's baseball postseason. Felix Hernandez. We have never seen the man pitch in the playoffs. He needs to. Remember when Roy Halladay got to the playoffs for the first time? All those years he spent in Toronto, they didn't make it. He finally went to Philadelphia. And what does he do in his playoff debut? But toss a no-hitter, for heaven's sakes. I need to see the greatness that is Felix Hernandez, King Felix, on the playoff stage. And so I am rooting for Seattle with all of my might to finally snap their postseason drought so that we can see Felix Hernandez on that grand stage. It's a long way off, I know, but I was telling you, just hearing the Astros walk off on Wednesday, I was thinking, oh, October, it'll be here before you know it. Why? Because July is almost here. Holy crap. All right, coming up next, guaranteed to make you laugh. Our latest candidates for the After Hours Hall of Fame. Your time to vote has drawn nigh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Was Charles Barkley part of the last two Hall of Fame inductions? Oh, dear Lord. Thank God it's the NBA offseason, kind of, because we need to get away from Sir Charles. It seems like every time he opens his mouth, he provides us with Hall of Flame fodder. But never fear, this particular Hall of Flame induction does not feature anyone from the world of basketball. Nope. Football and music. Hockey and hardware. And then the sport of cornhole. along with fundraising. Thanks so much for tuning in. Are you ready? It's After Hours with Amy Laura at CBS Sports Radio. I know it's a lot to deliver. I promised that you would laugh. I promised that you wouldn't get through these next few minutes without cracking a smile and feeling like, oh my gosh, what did I just listen to? That was a great way to start my Thursday if you're just waking up. The thing is, I don't actually have to deliver. The audio does it all by itself. So without further ado, our three Hall of Fame candidates, you have to pick one. Vote on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I'll retweet the poll right now or on our show Twitter and then also on our Facebook page. A lot of you are weighing in. Let's start with Tom Brady, who's really enjoying his offseason. He recently attended a U2 concert in Boston and decided Instagram would be the best way to share this with the world. Okay, the best part is that he yells Belichick at the very beginning. Belichick. I cannot confirm or deny whether or not there was adult beverage that was involved in the concert viewing experience. But I do know that we searched for the Instagram video afterwards and couldn't find it. So maybe someone said, Tom, you might want to take that down. I just know we got the audio before it disappeared, so. Belichick! Ka-ching! It's so good. It's short and it's sweet, but it just packs a punch. All right, so that was Tom Brady. No victory parade for him this year, though there have been many in his past. He's all good. First victory parade ever for Alexander Ovechkin, and he had a week at least of quality, intimate time with the Stanley Cup. It was never more than 5 or 6 feet away from him, nor was his adult beverage, though we can neither confirm nor deny that that was involved in his speech at the victory parade in front of millions of adoring Capitals fans.
What's up, buds? My teammates love it, buds, you know, like, you guys killing it. Thank you very much, buds. And the one and last thing, before the year, I said, not me say, it's just us saying, we're not going to be sucked this year. We're the Stanley Cup champions. Yeah. It's yours, boys and girls and babes. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if he gets into the After Hours Hall of Fame, but what I do know is that's my favorite victory speech of all time. There was no dancing necessary. He was just so Ovi. And we don't get to see that side of him very often. That intensity, he turned that all into the victory speech, and it was so good. I could hear it over and over. That's not even the whole thing. We just bring you the highlights. Could hear it over and over and over and love it every single time. I kind of feel like he'd be a slam dunk for the Hall of Fame.
But
if not for Cornhole Lady, she might be the first ever inductee that is not actually identified. We've kept her name secret to protect her identity. I don't know that she wants to be in the Hall of Fame, except that when you have a crash and burn like hers, it might be inevitable. So let me just set the scene for you. Charity tournament, cornhole, fundraiser, a brawl breaks out. I can pretty much confirm that there was alcohol involved at this cornhole tournament. A brawl breaks out. You've got cops yelling, hey, I'm a cop, like trying to break it up, and nothing works until Cornhole Lady takes the megaphone.
Hey!
Hey!
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely
ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
I mean, that's real. That we can't make that up. We couldn't make that up again if we ever tried. And there are a couple of things that make me laugh so hard. Not just her and how, like, she shrill and piercing.
Get!
But after she first starts yelling, there's a guy standing close enough to her going, wow!
We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. Cut the crap.
What's that guy doing? He's running around like he loves this whole drink and brawl thing. I don't know what to do.
Get out of here.
Well, I'm going to soon, but I got to vote first. All right, so the poll is on Twitter, A-Law Radio or After Hours CBS. I just retweeted, so it should be on your feed immediately, if not sooner. And you're also weighing it on Facebook. You guys are blowing it up, and we've had so many votes for all three of them. Yeah! But it's time. The moments of truth. And since Chris is the newbie, Chris gets to go first because I'm still contemplating. So you're up, man.
Well, the Ovechkin is my favorite by far, but I have to vote for Brady because he's supposed to be this GQ guy, decorum, supermodel wife, and he just let it all hang out there. That was amazing. So Tom Brady gets my first inaugural Hall of Fame.
I know. It's the first time you ever get to vote. And he goes, Tom Brady. Oh! Tom loves you. Okay, Isaac, you're up next.
My absolute hero, cornhole lady. And the fact that we just found out this was a cornhole tournament with a bunch of drunk cops. These are like strong, well thought out men. I don't know. She handled their business. She got on the microphone, the megaphone, and that's my hero.
I haven't yet seen a picture of her. I have all these visions of what she must look like when she's yelling into that megaphone or the microphone, and I need to look at the video. But Chris told me the words are not bleeped out yet, so
get out of here! You're adults.
This is a cornhole fundraiser.
Cut the crap.
This is stupid.
We will stop this tournament right now.
Andrew Bogish has made it into the studio. Do you have a vote that you would like to cast?
I do. I would initially was going to go with your newbie and follow him along the Tom Brady road. However, I realized that since they took the video down, I think that disqualifies Brady from Hall of Fame. You got to stick by it. You put it out
like
there.
It never happened.
You did it. You live by it. We all move on. But to pull it down takes you out of this equation. So...
Because it's an honor to be in the After Hours Hall of Fame.
Exactly. You got to own it. So I'm going to go with Cornhole Lady because as entertaining as she is, she's also screeching a very important message that I think applies across all walks of life these days. We are all out of whack in whether the things are important or not. We should not be fighting at a cornhole fundraiser.
We need to know
where we are, the situation, what we're doing, and act accordingly. And no one acts accordingly enough anymore like these fine men and women who are fighting at a cornhole fundraiser.
And this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
A cornhole tournament fundraiser.
Exactly.
Wait, but what about the guy who's sitting next to her going, whoa!
Dudes see open mics and they get excited.
Stupid!
Okay, well, I have to go with Cornhole Lady just because she has no name. We're protecting her identity. There will never be another cornhole tournament that has a brawl that has this lady pick up the mic and do what she did to control the situation.
You're adults.
So great. I can't get out of my head. This is stupid. I keep practicing and I don't have that shrill voice.
Cut the crap.
All right, so you've got time to vote. Send us your tweets, your Facebook messages. We will reveal before the top of the hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Some of you have sent me tweets with the video attached. There's only one video I could possibly be referring to. That is cornhole fundraiser tournament brawl. An angry cornhole lady who takes control. She is, of course, one of our candidates for the Hall of Fame. Some of you have sent me the link to the video, and I don't even see her in it, at least not the videos that I've just watched in the last couple of minutes. I cannot hear the audio in the studio, so I have no idea if the swear words are bleeped out, but they never do catch her on camera. So she is still a complete mystery. We know her only as Angry Cornhole Lady.
And this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fun.
Fraser.
Though some of you are convinced it's Reese Witherspoon, I've now had multiple tweets indicating that it sounds just like Reese Witherspoon. One from Walk the Line, which is the movie about Johnny Cash's life, and another about Sweet Home Alabama, that it sounds just like her. So, I don't think it's her. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's her. I'm going to go on a limb here and say no. All right, so the poll ended, but you still have a few minutes to submit your votes. Just send them to me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. Producer Chris with a rookie mistake. He set the poll to end a little bit too early. But many of you are posting your votes on our Facebook page, too. So I'm glad that you've enjoyed it. I hope you're laughing away on this Thursday morning as we get toward what will be the start of vacation for many of you. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, and our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. There's a quick way you can save money. So easy. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. We had the chance to catch up with three-time Super Bowl champion offensive lineman Mark Schlereth, who is a longtime NFL TV and radio analyst. In fact, he's doing games now for Fox, and he's so good. He's always really funny, great insight, couldn't care less whether he gives you the politically correct answer. And I hadn't had a chance to get him on the show until this particular edition of the show, until last night. We can't play the whole thing. It was so good. We talked about everything from the Broncos finding out the news that Annabelle Bolin also has Alzheimer's because he played for the Broncos and he knows what that Bolin family means to the franchise. We talked to him about Case Keenum, also about what should be the priority for players in the next collective bargaining agreement. And boy, did he come up with some pointed words for how players are cowards when it comes to negotiating. We want you to hear a little snippet of it. You can find the rest on our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. But in light of Joe Thomas retiring, I thought it would be fun to ask him a little bit about the ease of replacing a guy like that, but also about this idea that, you know, offensive linemen are the smartest guys on the field.
Yeah, he is just one of the all-time greats. And you know, when you listen to him talk, it's not the physicality, and he's not, you know, he's a big man. He's naturally a big man, but you know, he's not like some big muscle pig or anything of that nature. What you start to realize is how intelligent, how bright, and how much he understands the game. And as we all age, you know, it's the exceptional athletes that come right off the bat and then all of a sudden disappear. Those are the guys that don't pay attention to the game, that don't, you know, that don't take the time to really study the game in totality. It's one thing to know your position, but if you want to play for a long time, you really need to know not only what the guy on the right of you does, the guy on the left of you, but you need to understand what the whole offense does. And, oh, by the way, instead of just their assignments and the whole offensive line's assignments and where the running backs are and where you can get help and where you can get a chip, and even if a guy isn't in charge of chipping, if he has to release through a B-gap and you can funnel a defensive lineman to him and make him play that, hey, two shopping carts in the shopping aisle at the grocery store and it stops his pass rush. Like, those are the things you learn to help you block guys without actually touching guys. And when you listen to Joe Thomas talk, you understand that he has a great understanding of not only offense and where everybody is on the football field, but where the defensive guys line up and what they are going to do. We used to have a saying when I played, two butts don't fit through one hole. And you have to understand from alignment what the potential of blitz is, what the potential of those players and what they're going to do. And when you start to understand the game in totality like that, boy, you can play at a high level for a very long time, even when you're injured and even when you're not feeling at your best.
Well, let's turn our attention now to off-season suspensions. And one of the names that's in the news is Julian Edelman. He recently went in front of the NFL and he pleaded his case. And he said, first of all, I popped positive for a substance that's not even recognizable. And second of all, the custody of my sample was interrupted. It didn't follow protocol. So, Mark, as a former player, how do you view this situation with the sample in question? Fair or unfair?
Well, it is the way it is. But understand this. When you talk about, well, they don't know the substance. Like, that is something that we as the public say, well, that's not fair. Well, that's part of the rule that was collectively bargained. But here's what you have to understand. If it's a PED violation, and if your testosterone levels are raised beyond what is recognized as being coming from a natural state, and I believe the top level is a 2-to-1 testosterone to epitestosterone ratio. So if all of a sudden you're 3-to-1 or 4-to-1, that doesn't naturally occur. So even if we don't know what the drug is, because the cheaters always are one step ahead of the testers, even if we don't know what the drug is, it's not natural to have a 4-to-1 testosterone to epitestosterone or a 3-to-1 or whatever the case may be. So it doesn't matter if we know what the drug is or not. That's why the rule is written that way, because otherwise people would just continue to come up with ways to raise your testosterone through anabolic steroids that people don't know what they are, and or some other type of drug that would raise your testosterone, and that's why that rule's in place. So that is not a defense. You are not going to get off on that one, because that's why that rule is specific. As specifically written that way. Now, as far as the chain of custody argument, that has happened one time in a chain of custody custody argument. Richard Sherman won a case against the NFL in 2012, and I think it's the only time it happened. So if you can prove that sample wasn't properly handled, then there's a potential of getting off on that. But you're not going to get off because, hey, we don't know what the drug is, but you've got you've tested positive for a PED, and they won't tell you what the testosterone rate is or what it is. But that one will never. I don't think that one will ever get you off, because the rule is written specifically because, like I said, the cheaters are always a step or two ahead of the testers.
Mark Schlereth, who is a three-time Super Bowl champion, played for both the Redskins and the Broncos over his career, and now you hear him on Fox as part of, what is it, number two team, number three team, maybe, doing NFL games during the season. But he also does radio, and I know him longtime, former coworker of mine at our previous network. So it's great to get him on the show. Also, the best part, well, okay, the part that made me laugh the most, he always makes me laugh, but the part that made me laugh the most, I asked him about Jerry Rice suggesting he could still play in the NFL at the age of 55, because Mark is 52. And Mark frequently, if you ever listen to him, will reference his nearly 30 knee surgeries. Now, granted, Jerry Rice didn't have that many, and he's in good shape. But Mark just calls him delusional and is really funny in answering the question about whether or not a 52-year-old Schlereth would be able to go out there and play football again at this level. It's good stuff. So you can find that whole thing on our podcast, AfterHoursAmyLawrence.com. I think I'm going to be walking around for the next week or so saying, two butts don't fit through one hole. It's my new favorite quote. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I was pleased, even in the midst of all the speculation and rumors and drama that is surrounding now the deadlines, the timing for Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs, for the Lakers, who hope to get a deal done, for LeBron James, for Paul George, who either need to or not need to opt out. But there was this one piece of NBA coaching news that I loved. Becky Hammon moving up San Antonio's coaching ladder. They promoted her, and she's no longer going to be on the back row of coaches. She'll be up there with Greg Popovich. So that's great. I love that her gender is not preventing her from advancing. It's about her coaching. It's about her skills. It's about the communication, her knowledge, the game, and her experience. Awesome. All right. The votes have been tabulated. You have chosen the latest inductee to the After Hours Hall of Fame.
Stop it right now! We will stop this tournament! This is stupid! This is absolutely ridiculous! Get out of here! We will stop this tournament right now! We are adults, and this is ridiculous! It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser! Cut the crap!
Angry cornhole lady Welcome to the After Hours Hall of Fame. I don't even want to know your name. It's perfect just the way it is. Our relationship could not get any better. Unless, of course, we had her on the show. But I kind of feel like that was the height. That was the height of her fame. And it truly was the 15 minutes of fame. However, she lives on in infamy in the After Hours Hall of Fame. That was a rhyme, and I didn't even intend to do it that way. I want to write her and say thank you. Find her on Twitter or something. She's the first Hall of Fame inductee that we do not actually have a name for. Not first name, not last name, not nothing. Just Angry Cornhole Lady. Thank you for all your votes. I am off tomorrow night, so I will not be here to wrap up the work week. This is it for me. Talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.